Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, me nowhere.
Glory.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be praising up there.
I'll be praising up there.
Hey, the saints of this other day, Lord. Going to heaven.
Over yonder.
Over on the other shore.
Over on the other shore.
Way over yonder. Find me nowhere.
Glory.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement on today will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you, Danielle, for all that you do. In fact, I was laughing because you're very, very talented. I saw your post about food the other day. So maybe even though I'm making this transition, the Lord will allow our paths to cross, and I can maybe enjoy some food and fellowship with you, whether you made it or not. Brother Bradshaw, it's good to be able to continue to call you my friend and colleague, and I thank you for this opportunity that you've given me and others to share in this ministry there at Redan Road. As well as want to thank each and every one of the callers who called 319-527-6203 to get on the Blog Talk Radio telephone lines to participate in this devotional, as well as those who may be either now or later accessing this archival video via, rather audio via blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture. And then I definitely also don't want to take for granted those of you who are on the Facebook Live that we're doing, that we're so thankful and so grateful for each and every one of you. Again, you are not taken for granted. We have, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, in the last 3 weeks on this Gratitude Tuesday, which is what I've been calling this particular devotional lately, celebrated the reality that each and every one of us is made in the image and likeness of God. 3 weeks ago, we talked about how that we are volitional, sentient, and rational, and can make good judgment calls. Then 2 weeks ago, we talked about our idea of morality and how that there is a difference between us and the lions and the gazelle or even the dogs of the world. And then we also referenced dogs again in talking about how that we're emotional, how that really even though animals have some level of emotions like fear and sadness and happiness, they really don't equate to the level of sophistication that God has created emotionally. Created us emotionally. We are truly, just through those three devotionals, fearfully and wonderfully made. This week we'll talk about being rational, and I think it'll be something that you'll find will indeed be a blessing to you as we get into it. So not unlike those other areas, man's capacity to have meaningful relationships is unequaled by the animals. Again, we reference this passage in Genesis 2 and 20. It speaks to such as a helper suitable, I believe, that as it makes it makes that reference, I think it not only applies to being not physically compatible with animals, but it also speaks to social relatedness. Contrary to popular belief, Adam did not find that the dog in the picture of Eden that he lived in was man's best friend. I'm not trading Pamela for Princey, our previous dog, or Harmony, or our current dog, just as Adam preferred Eve over the original Fido, dare I say. The relational nature of God that we share with him is what allows us to hold fast to both our blood, as well as our corporate and church families, to seek and to save the lost, and to bridge the socioeconomic, the racial, the gender, and the age gaps that exist between each and every one of us. And so it is that capacity that I believe Paul highlighted in the Colossian letter in chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. But now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him, a renewal which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, so that's one group, between circumcised and uncircumcised, there's another group. Between barbarian, there's a third group. Scythian, that's a fourth group. And then a category, fifth group, slave and freeman. But all, the Christ is rather in all, and Christ is all and in all. And I highlight those five groups or so, or groupings, because Paul is not really saying, okay, you got some that are just this and some that are just that and some that are just the other. Just like we can maybe have references, just like I just did, as you saw a few moments ago, where I talked about how that you have people who are in a socioeconomic group, they're in a racial group, they're in a gender group, and they're in an age gap, they're in an age group. So it's not saying just young people or just women or just men or just blacks or just white or just middle class or just upper class or just poor class. You know, you have people who I can mention one person, and like a Carolyn Walker that I see. And Carolyn is probably is going to match their, she's going to have her own socioeconomic group. She's going to have her own gender. She's going to have her own race. She's going to have her own other philosophies and other things that are identified. And so Paul is saying, regardless of what group or groups you find yourself in, and the idea of Jews and Greeks was a way of just categorizing everybody, because people were either all Jews or all Greeks, or you were either circumcised or not circumcised. You were either a barbarian, so the idea of being a barbarian is kind of being okay, you're not civilized. There was people who were considered to be noble barbarians, but people who maybe weren't in tune to the Greek language or the Greek way of doing things. So you had the Greeks who were really, really proud, and the Jews who were really, really proud, and a lot of times they didn't play well in the sandbox. And then even the Greeks had their moments where they would kind of ostracize and polarize people because of, if you're not a part of a Hellenism, then you're nobody. And Scythians was even a more extreme group of barbarians, as well as talking about either you're slaves or you're free. But the Bible says that if we are actually going through a renewal of God's image, then our ability to be relational in Christ comes through, because Christ is all and he is in all. So we were originally made to be relational. And now in Christ, capacity to exercise great relationships. Great relationships where I'll just tell you, I really try to fulfill the potential of this myself. And I definitely want to encourage you to do it as well. Because if we actually fulfill that potential of relatedness, then that will show that we truly do love our neighbors as ourselves. And let's face it, Christianity, the yoke of Christ is essentially love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And also love your neighbors as yourself, exercising your full potential of relatedness. We can definitely coexist across what seems to be immovable barriers. I've said for years that I can minister to the Democrats and the Republicans, the old and the young, the rich and the poor, the faithful as well as the unfaithful. And just know that Paul inspired this approach to ministry for me, and I'm hoping that it'll inspire your approach as far as ministry and witnessing as well. In 1 Corinthians 9 and verse number 19, I'll just highlight several portions of it. For though I am free from all men, I made myself a slave to all. To the Jews, I became a Jew so that I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those that are under the law. To those that are without law, as without law, that I might win those that are without law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I might by all means save some. So our thankfulness for being relational is paramount and runs parallel within our neighborhood witness. So in Christ, you're able to grow to love one another, even members, relatives, coworkers you don't even like. Yeah, I said it. I'm not taking it back. If you're really exercising your potential for relatedness like you should, then your love should allow you to even develop a functional relationship, not just with the people you have in common, not just the people who like the same things that you like, but people that maybe in some cases will rub you the wrong way. You will learn in Christ how to even love them. Thank you, God, for creating us in your image. Volitional, moral, emotional, as well as relational. Let us pray. Father, help us to be able to be what you would have us to be and do what you would have us to do. We're so thankful for your word that helps us to understand just how important it is that we are able to love our neighbors as ourselves. Hopefully this series that I've done, this mini series on being able to appreciate being made in the image and likeness of God, has been a blessing to some and has been glorifying to you. Because, Father, we understand and know that as we live and move and have our very being, we are made to give you glory and honor each day. Be with us and be with us with our various needs. We don't have to necessarily enumerate those to you, because your word tells us in Matthew 6 and 8 that you know what we need before we even ask. And so we ask that this day, whether we're still in our slippers, whether we're already in our cars commuting to our next destination, or whether we've already made it into the corner of our cubicles or offices, that indeed we'll be able to have the one singular goal of bringing you glory and honor today. Continue to bless us and keep us with the challenges as well as the opportunities to celebrate you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.